An international team of scientists is out with a yearly assessment of climate change in the Arctic. As KYC's Dan Bross tells us, the report shows widespread and in some cases dramatic effects of warming across the northernmost tier of the globe.
It's the third year in a row that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has released what it calls the Arctic Report Card. It focuses on physical and biological climate-driven changes on land and sea. Chief Editor Jackie Richter-Menge with the Cold Regions Research Lab in New Hampshire says decreasing sea ice remains the overriding indicator of a warming Arctic.
As has been widely reported, the 2008 summer sea ice extent was at a near record minimum, coming in a close second to the record just set last summer in 2007. In general, the Arctic Ocean continued to warm and freshen.
Richter-Menge says the report also shows an increasingly green Arctic landmass, decreasing snow cover and receding glaciers. She says the physical changes on land and sea are affecting wildlife across the region, including the Arctic's most prominent species.
Reduced sea ice has been implicated in lower body conditions and reduced survival of polar bears in western Hudson Bay.
Richter-Menge says record summer sea ice retreat has also forced walrus out of the water, increasing their mortality. She also described climate-driven reorganization of ecosystems in the Barents and Bering Seas, noting that some species are benefiting and that climate change is not one-dimensional.
As is the case with all good stories, there are certainly twists to this plot. There are inconsistencies in the signals throughout the Arctic system. For instance, unlike most of the Arctic that is experiencing a general warming, the Bering Sea is in a prolonged cold phase. While permafrost temperatures continue to warm, the rate of the warming since the turn of the century is significantly slower than in the 1990s.
University of Alaska Fairbanks permafrost expert Vladimir Romanovsky, another report author, described a mosaic of frozen and thawing ground in the Arctic. Romanovsky says not all permafrost is changing at the same rate.
Little Ice Age permafrost, which is only 200 to 400 years old, is actively thawing right now. And also a little bit older permafrost, just several thousand years old, started to thaw also in Alaska and in Siberia. However, we still see that the older permafrost, which was formed during the last glacial period, about 20 to 40, 60,000 years ago, is still more or less stable.
The report researchers talk about feedback loops like ice and snow declines, which allow increased solar heat absorption. They describe a big picture that's multifaceted. It includes natural weather oscillations, sunspot, and volcanic activity. NOAA's James Overland says human greenhouse gas emissions overlaid on those drivers have put us in an unprecedented position.
Natural variability and an emerging global warming signal together were both necessary to put us in this strange new world of massive sea ice loss that it's going to be hard to go back from.
Overland says what's different about the current warming trend is its more widespread nature across the Arctic and the massive feedback loops set in motion that make it very hard to reverse, regardless of oscillating natural forces. The NOAA scientists emphasized the participation of 46 authors from 10 countries and the peer-reviewed nature of the Arctic Report Card. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.